today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. And today's Friday is the 17th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we want to listen to Holy Quran, chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 105, and of course, the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون.
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Majma' al-Bayan, one of the most important Quranic commentaries in the Islamic world, concerning this verse, narrates a tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, implying that those religious servants whom Allah points to in this verse as the inheritors of the earth are the followers of Mahdi in the end of the time. Again, upon the explanation of this holy verse, it is cited in Tafsir al-Qummi. There was another great source of commentaries that the objective meaning of the fact that the religious servants of Allah will inherit the earth is Mahdi, the Qa'im, and his followers.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ma ana alaykum bihafidh.
يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 بيا.
We follow to know the Imam of the time. From the Shia point of view, in the matters of belief, it is obligatory for every Muslim to accept the Imams and believe in them only after achieving conviction of their truth. To blindly follow others in matter of belief is forbidden. The faith of a person who is a Muslim just because of the influence of the family or the society does not stand on a strong foundation, neither will it be valuable. He would not be able to defend himself against the propaganda of the anti-Islamic forces. Imamate is also a part of the matters of belief, or usul al-din. And so even in this matter, the Shias have to follow the same method of believing only after achieving certainty and conviction about the truth of the Imams. It is absolutely necessary for the Shias of our time to seek knowledge of our present Imam, Muhammad al-Mahdi, upon whom be peace, so that their faith may rest on strong foundations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam. From the perspective of a Muslim, in the matter of belief, it is obligatory for every Muslim to accept them and believe in them only after achieving conviction of their truth. To blindly follow others in matters of belief, like Tawheed, Nubuwwah, Imam, and Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, is forbidden. The faith of a person who is a Muslim just because of the influence of the family or the society does not stand on a strong foundation. Neither will it be valuable. He would not be able to defend himself against the propaganda of the anti-Islamic forces. We see that many Muslims who are religious in their own country, when they come to the West, their religious foundation is destroyed. The main cause behind this destruction of faith is not Islam. It is the blind following of these Muslims. In their own homelands, they were Muslims just because of the society and family. And as soon as they leave the society and the family, the foundation of their religious beliefs is lost. And so they are easily exposed to the germs of kufr in the Western countries. If their religious foundations had been on tahqiq, the Western or the Eastern society makes no difference for them, and they would be immune from the germs of kufr. The Quran clearly condemns blind following in the matters of belief. This is chapter 5, verse 104, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And when it is said to them, 'Come now to what Allah has sent down and the messenger,' they say, 'Enough for us is what we found our fathers doing.' What even if their fathers had knowledge of naught and were not rightly guided?" So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, that you are not allowed to do the taqlid, imitation, blindly. Imamat is also a part of the matter of belief, that is usul al-deen. And so even in this matter, the Shias, the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt, have to follow the same method of believing only after achieving certainty and conviction about the truth of the Imams. So it is absolutely necessary for the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt to understand, to gain knowledge, and to seek knowledge of our present Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so that their faith may rest on strong foundations, not on shaky foundations of blind following. It is this faith springing from knowledge which can create love in the hearts of the faithful. Many thanks, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening. Till our next show, goodbye.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Reformation is one aspect of preparation. Preparation for coming of the Imam. One of the main emblems of the promised utopia is the reformist spirit in all individuals on the level of society, to such an extent that reformation will become a prevalent culture issue among them. Everyone will feel responsible for both society and the individual, and will thus do his best to improve others. Looking at the similarity between those who wait and the awaited one, such a culture of reformation will grow rapidly and spread. Taking into account the fact that we are waiting for one who is known as the righteous peacemaker and the deliverer of all. We should become better acquainted with his ideals of deliverance in order to be able to put them into practice. In this way, we might deserve to welcome the government of the ruler of which is the righteous peacemaker of the entire world, and we may be identified with the peacemakers.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
One of the roles as we wait for the Imam's reappearance is practicing good ethics. Allah addresses Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, when he says in the Holy Quran, "You have attained a great moral standard." And the Prophet himself said, "I was sent to complete the system of high ethics." Ethics has a major impact on all walks of life and is part of human nature. If we do not practice good ethical values, then we will not be welcome among the companions of the Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Besides the practicing good ethics, we have achieving different skills. Higher learning can increase one's contribution to society. Becoming a professional or achieving advanced education in areas such as health, science, education, just to name some examples, enables believers to excel in the way they serve not just the community but their imam as well.
Friday is dedicated to Imam al-Hujjah Jalallah Ta'ala Faraju Sharif. Brothers and sisters, plead to God, pray to God that God will give you the love for your present Imam, an Imam who is Imamul Asr. He is leading the time. The more emotionally you get connected with your present Imam, the closer we will be with God. And the closer we are with God, the safer, obviously, we will be. The actual host of this majalis is none but the present Imam, our living Imam, Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. Whoever we are, with all respect to you, I'm talking for myself, Ya Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. I'm a sinful person sitting here. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm bad. I confess it that I'm bad. I confess it that at times I've broken your hearts. I confess it at times you've seen things from me that did not impress you, didn't like it, as you have said it to others. It applies to me as well. But no matter how bad I am, at the end of the day, I know that I love you. And you know I love you. No matter how bad I am, I'm sitting here mourning for your grandfather, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I know you love the mourners of Hussein. And I know you have already prayed for them. You've asked Allah's mercy for them. Also please, these youth are innocent. These youth, their hearts are very pure and clean. Have mercy on me, this sinful sheikh, in respect of these boys, girls, brothers, sisters sitting here. They've come here for what? Would anyone give them money? Is it for money, for dunya purposes that they are here? Other than the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. And at the same time, they have come to give their condolences to you, Ya Mahdi. We've come to say that we share, you know, feelings with you. We have sympathy with you. We say that we also love Hussein. We want to say that, Ya Mahdi, we can't cry like you because we don't have your knowledge. You've said it that you cry for your grandfather day and night. Instead of shedding tears, you even want to shed blood in agony of your grandfather Hussein. But we are also here to say that we have feelings. Yabna Zahra, Yusuf Fatima, have mercy on us tonight. Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reached to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
وتمتعه فيه